Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the merry month of May. May is called the merry month because it celebrates the wedding of Mother Earth and her consort, the Green Man. The earth awakens in sensual ways, engaging all our physical senses with fragrant flowers and birdsong, making us aware of our bodies and the sensations our bodies enjoy. In earlier times, the entire month of May was given over to celebrating this sacred union, which makes the earth fertile. During the merry month of May, couples temporarily set aside their marriage vows and contracted so-called greenwood marriages with other partners, cheering on the goddess and the green man with their own copulatory examples. These sexual pairings were called May riding and were enjoyed in the woods and meadows, and especially in plowed fields to encourage crops to grow. Included in these celebrations was the maypole, the beribboned symbol of the sexual union of the divine couple, the phallic pole planted in the earthy vulva. The maypole was often topped with a small evergreen tree to represent perpetual life. Women and men joined together in a big circle around the pole, each holding a long, colorful ribbon that was attached to the top of the pole. When the music began, they danced around in opposite directions, weaving their ribbons in an intricate pattern, honoring the creation of the fabric of life. The month of May was named for Maia, the Roman goddess of spring, whose lineage goes back to the Vedic Indian goddess Maia. We now recognize that Maia was known universally as the creator goddess, for she has left her footprints all across the entire world. In Egyptian lore, there was Mayet, who created the world. By turning her thoughts into material form, Mayet made the earth and all that lived upon the earth. In Buddhist lore, Maia was the mother of the Buddha, giving him an earth goddess heritage. In Roman tradition, another name for Maia was Maiesta, or Majesta, from which we get the word majesty, reflecting their reverence for Maia's creative power. We can even find Maia in the New World. Maia gave her name to the Mayan civilization as their mother goddess, Mayawel. Mayawel was pictured with 400 breasts with which she nurtured her creation. Throughout the world, Maia was the creator of all things made of matter and all things perceived by the physical senses. But mystics reminded society that there was more to life than what could be perceived by the physical senses, and so they called Maia the veil of illusion. Her dazzling dance of sensuousness mesmerized and distracted people from seeing their full natures, that of spiritual as well as physical beings. Being spiritual did not mean that people had to deny their bodies, however. On the contrary, being spiritual meant knowing that the same energy enlivening their bodies also enlivened the bodies of all other beings. It was separateness that was the real illusion. All life is connected by the flow of Maya's energy, even if it is perceived as separated into different material forms and physical sensations. Maya's total reality contains both the material and the immaterial, both body and spirit together. Although Maia is everything, she is considered to be the goddess of spring because her creative energy is most strongly felt at this time of year. And just as we enjoy the sensuous pleasures that spring gives our bodies, we can also enjoy the sense of being connected through Maia's flow of life energy to all other beings as we all open to the pleasure of being alive in our bodies, especially during the merry month of May. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.